Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Liquid IV is a packet that you put into 16 ounces of water and it hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of any leading sports drink, and it's 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SCARY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code SCARY at liquidiv.com.
Hi, witches. I'm Blair Bathory, and this is the Something Scary podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Whether this is your first time or you're one of the brave souls who join us every week, there are more people than you think who possess the extraordinary ability to bridge the divide between the living and the dead. These mediums offer solace to the grieving, relaying messages from the beyond and giving closure to those left behind. But with this gift comes a grave responsibility, because not all spirits are benevolent. Some carry dark secrets and sinister intentions, warning that some communication with the paranormal can be deadly. First, death follows, followed by summoning evil, then one with the dead, and finally, a special story from podcast host Michelle Newman. Before we get to our stories, I wanted to ask if you would take a minute to rate and review this podcast or send it to a friend. These are just a few of the ways you can help Something Scary continue to grow, and they won't cost you a cent. Thank you so much. We are incredibly grateful for the support of all of our listeners. So, want to hear something scary? Whispers from the dead. Sometimes what people seem to view as a gift, others see as a terrible fate, like in this story inspired by Larissa. If you looked up the words helicopter mom in the dictionary, my mother's face would be staring back at you. For practically my whole life, my mother smothered me. Most moms sit on the bench while their kids play at the park. My mom wouldn't even let me do the slide by myself. Some kids did sports. I wasn't allowed anywhere near them. Playdates were completely supervised, and instead of taking the bus to school, my mom insisted on driving me and walking me inside. She was terrified something was going to happen to me, and I never understood it. But apparently, she wasn't always this way. My Aunt Dana told me it started when I was about 5 years old. Shortly after my dad left, our family took quite a few hits. My grandmother had a brush with cancer. My uncle lost all his life savings in a market crash, and the worst thing to happen was my 20-year-old cousin Eric died in a motorcycle accident. I barely remembered him as he was off to college when I was a toddler. But at the funeral, my grandmother had been sobbing, and apparently I went up to console her. I then told her, "Don't worry. Eric said he's okay now and he'll be watching over you." When asked what I meant, I explained that Eric had been standing next to me and holding my hand. I only recognized it was Eric because it was the same person in the casket. That's when the whole family gathered round and began bombarding me with questions, especially his parents. It was overwhelming and I began crying. This was the moment my mother started to worry about me. Now, I don't remember much after that day, but I recall an incident that happened when I was 8. My grandmother, who had survived 2 bouts with cancer, had finally succumbed to it. She was in hospice at her home. We had been with her for 3 days just waiting for her to pass. She was in and out of consciousness for most of it. But on the 4th day, I saw a sandy blonde-haired man sitting in a chair by Grandma's bedside. His hand was on hers. He appeared out of nowhere. I looked around to see if anyone else had seen him, but no one had. He looked at me and said it was all going to be okay. When he faced me, I immediately knew he was the same man whose photos we paid homage to for 3 years. It was Eric. I felt the hair on my neck stand up, like something bad was about to happen. I knew that if he appeared, a big change was coming. Grandma seemed to be in a bit of pain, and Eric squeezed her hand a little tighter. She opened her eyes and looked right at him. A smile fell over her face. Then, great sadness. We both knew why he was there. He was there to take her home. 10 seconds later, the machine started going off and the nurse rushed over. The nurse checked her pulse as the family circled, my mom standing next to me. The nurse nodded, letting us know she was gone. Everyone cried but me. My mom bent down and asked if I was okay. I said, yes, of course. Grandma was standing there, outside of the body on the bed. She seemed younger and agile and in amazing health. I told my mom there was no reason to be sad because Grandma was better. My mom told me not to say anything to anyone, to act like it never happened. That's when Grandma began to disappear in bright light. Eric gave me the nod again and then followed after her. It felt a little ominous, like he would be following me as some sort of grim reaper. But that was a decade ago. I hadn't seen Eric for a decade until a week before school was to start. I was walking with my mom into Target to get school supplies. We had reached the entrance, but I had forgotten my list in the car. She waited at the front while I ran back to the car. I looked up, and that's when I saw Eric. He was standing outside of our car, staring at me, more sullen than I remembered. This was going to be bad. I stood frozen. He was here for my mother. I knew it. I turned around to my mother and I screamed for her, a blood-curdling scream. My mom and I locked eyes, and she knew at that moment that Eric was there. In a split second, a car came out of nowhere and slammed into me. It felt like it had been going 90 miles per hour, but likely wasn't going more than 15. But it wasn't the speed that did it. It was my skull smashing into the windshield, then onto the pavement. My body spent 2 days in a coma. My spirit walked with Eric. I wasn't confused or sad. That stuff doesn't exist on the other side. He explained that I would now be able to be a guide to whoever I wanted to be. There was only one option on my mind. While my body still had a pulse, I had already transitioned over. So standing beside my hospital bed, hearing the machines and family chatter was surreal. But all I could see was her, the one clutching my hand for dear life. The woman who had tried to protect me and often hovered over me. The woman whose love I could still feel 2,000 dimensions away. She wept at my lifeless body, and that's when I rested my hand on her shoulder. She looked up at me. I think a part of her expected me. I said, I'm okay, Mom. We're all okay, and so are you. She continued to cry, vacillating between relief and devastation, and I stood there, waiting hours for her to settle. And then she did, and I knelt beside her, holding both of her hands, and I asked her if she was ready. She shook her head no, then eventually nodded.
I'll always be with you,
I whispered. Then the machines made their noises, and the hospital's panic unleashed. I stayed with her until the commotion had stopped, and then I slowly drifted away. But we never drift too far off. Like a helicopter mom, we're always right there, hovering over you. Do you wish you had the ability to communicate with the dead? Would you choose to know when your time was up? Or would you prefer to have it be a surprise? Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Going through a harrowing experience with friends can bond you closer together or make it so you can never escape. Like in this story inspired by Diana. They have called us the Four Musketeers since we were in third grade, inseparable kids, all a bike ride away to each other's houses. There's Melody, a bookworm, Matthew, the class clown, Derek, who we called the muscle, after he grew a foot and gained 20 pounds in muscle over junior year. And then there's me, Erica, the creative artist. We could not be any more different. We all decided before graduation we would spend as much time as possible together before we went off to different schools. During the Halloween mixer, we were all laughing about the gift bags the school passed out. It was filled with candy, fake monster tattoos, and a paper Ouija board. It literally had been Xeroxed on computer paper and folded into fours. We laughed about the lack of effort. Derek suggested we all give it a go. So we decided that next weekend, we would all get together somewhere creepy and do a seance, paper Ouija board and all. We left the location scouting up to the guys. Midweek, the boys rushed up to Melody and me with the cockiest grins. On his phone, Derek showed us a spot that they had found on Zillow. They had gone to all the teardowns within 5 miles. As luck would have it, a kitchen window was unlocked on one. It was completely abandoned and the photos inside looked like it hadn't been lived in for 40 years. The wallpaper was peeling off the walls and the floorboards weren't even. Was it even safe? The boys admitted they didn't know, which somehow did not dissuade us. Melody and I were in charge of candles and food. The night was set. Matthew picked all of us up from the car around 10 p.m. We arrived at 6066 Dalton Street. The guys hadn't even noticed the three sixes. Derek said it didn't count because they were separated by a zero. I wish that had been true. I was the smallest, so I was pushed through the kitchen window first. As soon as the window lifted, you could smell something was off. It wasn't just musky, but it smelled like something had died. I stumbled around with my flashlight trying to get to the side door. As I put my hand on the door to open it, a cold breeze blew right past me and I was covered with goosebumps. I quickly opened the door and everyone rushed in before I could warn them. Then one by one, as they crossed the threshold, they all experienced the same chill. This thrilled the boys. However, Melody was already itching to leave, but we convinced her to stay. We walked around with flashlights, observing the dump. Except as we walked into the dining room, it was clean. There was no debris on the floor. The wallpaper looked old, but it was solid. The floors even felt firmer. So we decided to set down a blanket and do the ceremony there. Melanie and I set up candles, and we all gathered in a circle as Derek unfolded his makeshift Ouija board. We put our fingers on the planchette, and Derek asked, "Is anyone there?" Then we felt him immediately pull it to yes. It was so obvious. Melody threatened that if he kept joking around, she was going to leave, so everyone got serious. He repeated the question and the planchette moved a little, then slowly crawled to yes before stopping. Matthew asked what its name was. As the planchette flowed from letter to letter, I remember trying to take my hand off of it a little and I couldn't. It was like we were all stuck to it. Letter by letter, we collected the name N-I-V-E-E-N. With our hands off of it, we brainstormed. Melody thought we should ask its age. I suggested we ask them why they died. Then Matthew yelled, "Are you good or evil?" Instantly, the candles blew out. Doors and cabinets started slamming. It sounded like dozens of people were screaming. We scrambled to reach for our flashlights, and when we turned them on, Matthew was missing. Derek ordered Melanie and I to go get out, so we sprinted to the front door. Every time I turned the deadbolt, something was turning it back. Melody was behind me, screaming the whole time, and then she got quiet. That's when I was able to unlock it, grab her and me, and we got us both out of there. We could still hear the screaming from the street as we stood there waiting for our friends. Melody was pale and silent. She said while I was trying to unlock the door, she saw a lady dressed in white, holding Matthew's hand and walking up to the stairs. "But what stairs?" I asked. This was a one-story house. She couldn't answer. Just then, Derek came running outside, the door slamming behind. Suddenly, everything was silent. Derek was crying. He couldn't find Matthew. He also had a huge gash in his calf. We called 911 and screamed for Matthew while we waited. Derek even tried going back inside several more times, but no door would open and the kitchen window was sealed shut. First responders came. The ambulance took Derek away. He was going to need dozens of sutures, and the police interrogated Melody and me. We told them everything. That's when two police officers walked up to the door, turned the knob, and opened it with ease. Then they turned on the lights. There had been no electricity the entire time we were there. The police walked through the entire house for what felt like hours, walked out and suggested we go home, that we'd see Matthew at school on Monday in an effort to calm us. Then my phone rang. It was Derek. I put it on speaker. He sounded more terrified than before. He screamed that we had to find Matthew. He said when they were cleaning his wound, before they were about to stitch it up, they saw a fragment of something inside his muscle tissue. They pulled it out, and it was a piece of paper, folded four ways. The girls gasped. It was the Ouija board. It has been 6 years since Matthew went missing, and I think about him every day. It said that if you drive by 6066 Dalton Street, you might see Matthew waving through the window, inviting you in. The Three Musketeers would suggest otherwise. Would you dare enter 6066 Dalton Street? What would you do if Matthew was your friend?
Sarah So something you may not know about me as your host of the Something Scary show is that I am a health freak. I love to work out and I love taking care of myself. And one of the things that I look for the most is staying hydrated. And one of my favorite ways to do that is using Liquid IV. And Liquid IV is a packet that you put into 16 ounces of water and it hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of any leading sports drink, and it's 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. So what else do you need, right? And I love just using it on my morning walks and usually several times throughout the day when I need a little extra hydration. So tear, pour, and live more with Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SCARY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code SCARY at liquidiv.com. Have you heard of the flavored air category that's quickly replacing vaping and cigarettes? It's a whole new movement towards better habits led by the sponsor of today's video, Fume. Listen, we all have bad habits and we face peer pressure. I know I do, and sometimes it's hard not to go with the pack, but recently I tried Fume and it really helped with some of my habits I was trying to break. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. My personal favorite core flavors are crisp mint and orange vanilla. You get it. It makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial that is designed with movable parts and magnets that are perfect for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do when you're trying to de-stress and have anxiety from breaking your habit. Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, use my code SCARY and get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfume.com. That's tryfume.com and use code SCARY, or scan the QR code on screen to get a free gift with your order today.
Sometimes a brush with death can give a brand new lease on life. And sometimes it can be worse than death itself. Like in this story inspired by Sarah. Quinn had always been an ordinary woman living an ordinary life. She worked in a mundane office job, had a small circle of friends, and lived alone in a modest apartment in the heart of the city. But one day, everything changed. It started innocently enough. Quinn was on a routine business trip, flying across the country for a meeting with a client. As the plane soared through the sky, she stared out of the window, lost in her thoughts. Suddenly, turbulence shook the aircraft, jolting Quinn from her daydream. Panic gripped her as the plane dipped and swayed, the air thick with fear. Flight attendants rushed up and down the aisles, their usually calm demeanors replaced with panic. She could see it in their eyes. Quinn could hear the quiver in their voices as they tried to reassure the passengers, but their words fell on deaf ears as hysteria took hold. The force of the plane nose diving toward the earth pressed everyone backwards in their seats like a ride at an amusement park. People began to pray, their voices mingling with the hum of the engines. Others clutched onto their loved ones, tears streaming down their faces as they faced the possibility of impending doom approaching quickly. In those terrifying moments, Quinn felt a strange sensation wash over her. It was as if time slowed down, and she found herself in a surreal state of calm amidst the chaos. Then, just as abruptly as it began, the turbulence ceased and the plane stabilized. Relieved but shaken, Quinn tried to brush off the experience as nothing more than nerves, a scary moment in time that was finally over. A moment to forget. However, as the flight continued, she couldn't shake the feeling that something had changed within her. A new outlook on life, maybe. An appreciation for the day-to-day, remembering tomorrow is never promised. That must have been it. Upon landing, Quinn's relief turned to disbelief when she discovered that her flight had narrowly avoided a catastrophic crash. News reports detailed how a mechanical failure had nearly caused the plane to plummet from the sky. As she settled back into her normal routine, she began to notice strange occurrences happening around her. Objects would move on their own. Noises that almost sounded like voices or whispers would echo through her apartment when she was alone. At first, Quinn dismissed these occurrences as figments of her imagination, a byproduct of the trauma she had experienced on the plane. But as the days went by, the manifestations grew stronger, more insistent. Then, one night, as Quinn lay awake in bed, she heard a voice calling out to her from the darkness. Startled, she looked around the room, but there was no one there. The voice spoke again, faint but unmistakable.
Quinn.
Heart pounding, Quinn called out into the darkness. Who's there? A figure materialized at the foot of her bed, bathed in an ethereal light. It was a woman, her features blurred and indistinct.
I am one of the departed,
the figure said, her voice echoing through the room.
I have come to warn you, Quinn. You possess a gift, a connection to the world beyond.
Quinn's mind reeled at the idea. She had always been skeptical of the supernatural, but now she found herself face to face with a ghost. The spirit explained that Quinn had been granted the ability to communicate with the dead after her brush with the death on the plane. But there was a catch. Quinn wasn't just communicating with the departed. She was one of them.
You died on that plane, Quinn,
the spirit said solemnly.
Your spirit lingered, tethered to the mortal realm by unfinished business. But now, your time here is coming to an end.
Quinn's world spun as she tried to process the truth of her existence. She was a ghost, trapped between worlds, and her time among the living was running out. As the days passed, Quinn struggled to come to terms with her newfound reality. She sought answers in libraries, consulted with mediums, and delved into the mysteries of the afterlife. She even went to a doctor who just prescribed her some anti-anxiety medication, but the truth remained hidden, slipping through her fingers like smoke. And all the while, the veil between the worlds grew thinner, the cries of the departed growing louder with each passing day. In the end, Quinn realized that she had to embrace her fate, to let go of the life she once knew and embrace the unknown. With a heavy heart, she bid farewell to the world of the living, crossing over into the realm of the departed. As Quinn settled into her new existence as a ghost, she soon discovered that her connection to the world beyond was not a gift, but a curse. The spirits she encountered were not benevolent, but tormented souls trapped in a nightmarish limbo. They hadn't accepted their fate as gracefully as Quinn. Haunted by their agonizing screams and torture pleas, Quinn found herself drawn deeper into the darkness with each passing day. Quinn descended into a madness. Her once gentle spirit twisted by the nagging forces that surrounded her. She became a harbinger of death, stalking the living with vengeful fury. Her former friends and colleagues became her unwitting victims, their lives torn apart by tragic accidents and unexplained misfortunes. The city she once called home became a playground of terror as Quinn's reign of terror spread like wildfire. In the end, Quinn's descent into darkness was complete. Consumed by the darkness, she became nothing more than a shadow, a ghostly apparition haunting the nightmares of those who dared to cross her path. And as the echoes of her laughter faded into the night, Quinn's story ended not with redemption, but with a chilling realization that some souls are destined to be lost forever in the darkness. Would you accept the fate of death so willingly? Do you know people who have had this experience? How would you try to protect yourself? This story was created by Michelle Newman, a podcast award winner, producer and host, and creator of Tell Me a Ghost Story.
She is also the host of Scary Mystery Surprise. You can listen to her episodes every week on your favorite podcast platform.
When Brittany was a kid, she woke up from a terrible nightmare. Sitting up in bed, trying to catch her breath. There was no going back to sleep. She needed her parents. Careful not to wake her sisters, she shimmied down from the top bunk, tiptoeing down the dark hall towards her parents' room at the other end of the house. The darkness went on, and it felt like miles. You know how everything changes at night. Brittany had always been the sensitive one in her family, prone to nightmares. This journey to her parents' room at night wasn't new, but that didn't make it any less scary. The house was still, and the night was quiet. Shadows stretch down the hall. A backpack becomes a monster. A lamp cord becomes a snake. A goblin lurks in every corner, ready to grab you. Pushing these thoughts away, Brittany finally made it to the front door and took a right into the living room. That's when she felt it. Like she was being watched. Against the living room bay windows stood a group of men, hands cupped around their eyes, peering in, looking directly at her, tapping on the glass. Brittany closed her eyes tight. This might have just been her imagination, but she opened her eyes again and the men were still there. Frozen, Brittany stared back. Behind the men at the window, there was a fourth man standing with a bike. What were these men going to do? Had she interrupted a break-in? But as she looked, she realized she could see through them. They were people, but not solid people. They were translucent. And they were smiling. Tap, tap. Her legs got heavy. No matter how much she wanted them to run, they wouldn't move. She sank to the floor with fear. Maybe if she squeezed her eyes together tight enough, they'd go away. Then she heard it again. Tap, tap, tap. She began to army crawl behind the couch. If she could just get to her parents' room, this would be all right. Brittany could see the men from the window still watching her from the corner of her eye. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Sobbing, she burst through her parents' door. She explained everything between tears. This time it was real. Not a dream. Not a goblin. Not a monster or a trick of the light. She had seen these men. One of them had had a bike. Her parents quickly took her over to the window to catch the intruders, ready to call 911. But the men were gone. There was no one in the driveway, and the street was empty. And once again, the house was still, and the night was quiet.
This week's podcast stories were edited by Sarah Lukasiewicz, narration by Blair Bathory, audio edited and mixed by Fitz Harris. Additional audio editing by Calvin Linderman.
Produced by Anna Villalobos. Executive produced by Gail Gilman. Music by Sapphire Sandalo and Calvin Linderman. If you have a story you'd like to submit, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Don't forget to watch the video version of Something Scary over at youtube.com/snarled. And if you'd like to support the show and everything we do at Snarled, join our Patreon at patreon.com/snarled.
Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, use my code SCARY and get a free gift with your journey pass. Head to tryfume.com. That's tryfume.com and use code SCARY. Or scan the QR code on screen to get a free gift with your order today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.